5. Is too much pressure put on children to conform to traditional gender roles? I do not believe that children are overly pressured to conform to traditional gender roles. There are three reasons why I believe this is true. First, studies show that boys and girls naturally act differently and are interested in different things. For example, little boys like to play with things like toy trucks and little girls like dolls. These differences do not have to be encouraged. Second, these gender differences train children for future roles. For example, only women can have babies, and women are generally more interested than men in staying home and taking care of infants. Therefore, the natural instinct of little girls to play with dolls or play house is good practice for them. Third, children who are not encouraged to conform to gender roles may experience problems in real life. They may be exposed to teasing and bullying in schools. There are stories in the news, for example, about little boys who want to wear a dress to school or act in a feminine way. This causes them confusion and hurt. Finally, I believe that society has already become much less rigid today about gender roles than in past generations. Therefore, I believe that children do not suffer from conforming to traditional gender roles as they are defined today.